Sports fans in this country, by and large, don't reach the level of mania the World Cup induces in other nations. Perhaps it's because their attention is diverted by other competing sporting contests. Tonight, many American fans will be focused on the final Western Conference game in hockey's Stanley Cup playoffs. The winner of the showdown between the Detroit Red Wings and the Colorado Avalanche will advance to the finals to face the Carolina Hurricanes. And then there's the NBA playoffs. Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins me now to talk about that. Stefan, many people have complained the NBA had lost its sparkle, but right now it seems to be shining again.
Oh, it sure does. We've got two great semifinal series. On the one side, we've got the New Jersey Nets. They are ahead of the Boston Celtics 3-2 in the best of seven semifinal, playing tonight up in Boston. These are two franchises that were on the ropes for years. The Nets haven't even ever been this far in the playoffs. On the other coast, you've got the Sacramento Kings trying to knock out the two-time defending champions, the LA Lakers. Sacramento has been sort of a kid brother to LA for the past couple of years, inferior, put down, but they've risen to the occasion. They're up 3-2 and they're looking to knock them out. These games have been great. 8 of the 10 semifinal games so far have been decided by 10 points or less. And the last two LA-Sacramento games have been decided by a combined 2 points, one each. We've had huge blown leads in these games, last second shots, and a lot of off-court name calling and other controversies.
I take it some of that name calling and some of the controversy have been humorous and some not so humorous.
Yeah, the latter would be what's been going on up in Boston. Fans up there last weekend at the Fleet Center serenaded the Nets star point guard Jason Kidd with chants of wife beater, referring to an episode where he was charged with striking his wife last year when he was playing in Phoenix. Kidd said yesterday that he might not bring his family, his wife and his son, up to Boston for Game 6 because he didn't want them to listen to the abuse. On the other side, in the LA-Sacramento series, there's been a lot of gamesmanship. Shaquille O'Neal, who always complains about the refs, about not getting enough calls, he's been denigrating the center on Sacramento, Vlade Divac. He referred to him as she the other day.
Shaq, come on. It is widely thought that whoever wins the West Coast series will be the NBA champion. The Lakers were the favorites all year long, but suddenly they look vulnerable.
Yeah, it's all because of Shaq. He has not been the dominating force that he normally is, where he can just at will take over a basketball game. Part of it is injury. He's had an arthritic big right toe that has hampered him. That has also caused his weight to balloon, so he's a little bit slower. He's not as aggressive as he normally has been. Their other star, Kobe Bryant, he had a bad room service hamburger and a cheesecake the other night. It made him sick. That hurt him for a game. But the real problem with the Lakers has been that their bench, the rest of the team, has been subpar. They've shot terribly. They are not the same team that won 15 of 16 playoff games last year en route to the championship. The upside for fans, though, is that the playoffs have been way more competitive than the past couple of years.
And I guess that's an upside for the NBA and NBC television, which carries the games.
Yeah, this is NBC's last year with the NBA. They decided not to bid on the contract, so the games are moving over to ESPN and ABC next year. Ratings are up about 6% so far. Every game of the conference finals has had a bigger audience than last year. Whether that's going to repeat itself next year when most of these games are going to be on cable television with a smaller audience is up in the air. But it's hard to question David Stern, the commissioner of the NBA. When you look at the last few years, the league was all doom and gloom after Michael Jordan retired. There were no stars emerging. TV ratings were plummeting. Suddenly the league looks pretty healthy again. They even signed a deal this week with Lego, the game manufacturer.
Thanks very much, Stefan.
Thank you, John.
Stefan Fatsis writes for the Wall Street Journal. He joins us most Fridays to talk about sports.